fitna. They've been touched with confusions.
فعموا وصموا. They don't listen, they don't analyze.
My jama'ah, my ummah, my sheikh, my imams, my ideas, they don't understand, they don't open to the discussions. فعموا, they don't accept any other analogy.
صموا, they don't even listen to any others. They don't want to see. They just go with their own emotion very fast and very forward to call each other an Imam Ali. And also those who participate in this arbitrations, all of them, they don't accept that. And this is very early in the Muslim history. So it's nothing wrong to see it now, only because it's been promoting now. And if you ask all these groups, why you call yourself, what do you think yourself? Everybody called this hadith that the Ummah will be divided into 72 sects, into 73 sects. All the 72 will be to the hellfire, and the only one will go to Jannah. If you ask any groups, they build their own analogy and their own theology into this hadith. This hadith itself is not in Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith itself, many scholars, Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, radiallahu anhu, he died in the 3rd century. He says this hadith have no foundations. Imam Ahmad says about Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, he's the best of us of knowing the meaning. Imam Ibn Hazm radiallahu anhu, he says this hadith have wickedness in the chain itself of carry the meaning. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot curse 99% of his ummah. He's not going to call them their ummah and curse all of them except one. Al-Imam al-Qasimi radiallahu anhu, he died in the 5th century, he reported different hadith. He says there is two types of hadith. My ummah will divide it into 73 sects. All of them in Jannah except one. And the other hadith, all the ummah will be divided into 73 sects, except one will be in hellfire. He is reporting that the first hadith is the correct one, but the second one is the most spreading one, the most famous one. Everybody likes to have this hadith because he thinks himself he's the only one he's gonna enter Jannah. He's the only one will be accepted. They are the only one who is a worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His own jama'ah, his own ideas, his own tribes, his own. Al-Imam ibn al-Wazir radiallahu anhu, he died in the 9th century. He says, don't be fooled with the end of the hadith, kullaha fi an-nar. This is adding to the hadith itself by an atheist. He says, by al-malahida. This is his fool. And many other criticize that conditions of the hadith, either from the chain or from the text itself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his tribe, all his life, it's about mercy. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha darabtum fil ardi, fatabayyan. Idha darabtum fil ardi, fatabayyan. Oh, you believe, be in the state of examinations. Criticizing, investigations. Don't be like the people of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَمْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب. الله سبحانه وتعالى report that the other type of religious leaders or religious groups, they read the same text and they said only Jannah for us. We have the key of Jannah. When you call somebody a kafir, this means you have the key of Jannah. It's only for you. You are the only worshiper of Allah. The rest is just Mickey Mouse. The rest is just could not exist. And Imam radiallahu anhu, Imam al-Ghazali radiallahu anhu, he wrote many books in that field. Al-Jam al-Awam an ilm al-Kalam. And also he wrote the books Al-Iqtisad fil-I'tiqad. And he wrote a book, he says very strong statement. He says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, and the Prophet report, دخلت بغي الجنة في كلب. A woman are prostitute. Allah granted her Jannah because she gave a dog her mercy. Can give her a dog, save him from thirsty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is so wide, but the believers, their mercy becomes so narrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ. They are not the same. Some people are high, some people are slow, some people مُخْتَصِد, some people سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, some people ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, and all believers, all they accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existence and they accept the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the scholars, they said, وَلَا نُكَفِّرُ أَحَدًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. We don't call anyone, take the qibla and do the salah, a kafir. This is very severe. This is very dangerous. Al-Imam al-Ghazali says, to call someone a kafir is very dangerous. You're going to cause chaos. Everybody going to kill each other. But not to call someone a kafir is not dangerous. Because it's good to leave 1,000 kafir than to kill a believer. A mahjamatin from a believer. A small blood from a believer. Some groups spread by Imam al-Sun'ali from Yemen, radiallahu anhu. He reported that when he found the revolution behind him, calling others, those who are not in their mazhab, a kafir, and they go in history and call everybody a kafir, he says, this is dangerous. This is not the act of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَمْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called to all the groups, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah in this verse gave us an example. We assume that all of you are drowning. And the only one who save, who hold the heart to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Not just have the rope only for yourself and take everybody out. And in the end, you go call the others, we are merciful among each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made the heart to come closer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deeply and sincerely, not to value yourself because of your madhab or your understanding. And those who study religion deeply, not in a shallow, they know that ayatullahi wa ahkamullahi tataraddadu bayna al-umum wal-khusus, wa bayna al-itlaq wal-taqeed, wa bayna al-haqiqati wal-majaz, wa bayna al-mu'awwal wal-mufassar. One word, one sentence could have many meanings. If you choose this one of the meaning, doesn't mean you are out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed the revelation and He knows our capability, our understanding, and how deep we are. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. You are about to go to fire. You are about to go to burning houses, killing one another. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah alone who could do that. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, that the fitna will come, will lose man's minds. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a dua of al-ghariqa. Examine your thoughts. Examine yourself to the deenullah. Examine your thoughts and your ideas and your opinions. Don't forget the old people. They have a capability, a capacity, understanding of people. Nobody absolute. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. You are responsible for yourself. Don't be blind follower. There is no excuses for you. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرا ولو ألقى معاذيره. Re-examine yourself. Pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that take this calamity, that killing one another in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody take his followers and killing each other in the feet of their enemy. This is called committing suicide. Killing one another, the religion of mercy. Supposed to be you are the merciful of mankind. How you are a mercy of mankind and not mercy to yourself? Everybody looking for errors and they make big issue about it.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى ولا تكونوا. Do not be like those.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا.
Don't be like those who become divided and then disagree.
The common sense is we disagree and then we divide.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you divide first. You have the seed of the division inside your heart.
You want to be alone, my jama'ah, my taqtim, my nationality, my.
You have that inside you. Make the Quran penetrate in your thoughts and your heart.
Don't be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the Quran to be mentor for you.
Not you are mentor for the Quran, not mantra.
You repeat and you don't know. Mantra and mentors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the Quran for us to understand our common era, our living being,
not judging the past. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ
Those who come after them, يَقُولُونَ Their statement, their thoughts, their belief. رَبَّنَا اخْفِرْ لَنَا
وَاللَّهُ forgive us. وَالَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا And those who
praise iman before us.
وَالَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and all the believers that we know and what we don't know
before us. And the people who come after us, they're going to say the same statement.
The people who before us, they're going to say the same statement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our understanding
and open up the Quran for our heart and our thoughts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the calamity out of ourselves. Calling someone a kafir, it's a disaster. Many groups isolated themselves into their own fatwas, into their own thoughts. The things themselves that are the one who said, go study this hadith. Go analyze this hadith. Read the books.
And many scholars say, if the hadith have an issue, so it's not on the top of the Islamic thoughts.
Islamic thoughts based on reality and facts, no contradictions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and do be rigid in studying deeper because you are taking responsibility of yourself. I'm going to make dua, please say amen.
اللهم اهدنا بفضلك في من هديت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا ربنا لا تفضحنا يوم العرض عليك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم يا رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاتر السماوات والأرض أنت تحكم بين عبادك بالحق فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدنا لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم ربنا لا تجعلنا ممن ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا مطمئنة تؤمن بقدرك وقضائك وتصبر على بلائك وترضى بعطائك يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر لنساء المسلمين اللهم اهد بنات المسلمين اللهم ابعث في شباب المسلمين من هم أعمق فكرة ومن هم أرحب صدرا ومن هم أكثر وعيا ربنا هذا خلل لا يخفى عليك وهذا ضعفنا ظاهر وماثل بين يديك فعملنا بالإحسان إذ الفضل منك وإليك اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم ارفع عنهم ظلم الجبارين اللهم ارفع عنهم ظلم الجبارين اللهم ارفع عنهم ظلم الجبارين اللهم ارفع عنهم تتبير الخائنين اللهم ارفع عنهم تتبير الخائنين اللهم ارفع عنهم كيد الكائدين اللهم ارفع عنهم كيد الكائدين اللهم امددهم بمدد من عندك ربنا إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا رب العالمين اغفر لنا ذنوبنا في هذا اليوم العظيم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten your hearts, focus in the salah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق
تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تهتدون ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.